Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How old are you, Alex?
Oh my God!
But I just want to tell you, Kendra, because I didn't really get to tell you last time. Like, we just need to acknowledge the fact that you are famous, okay? And when you come up on your platform, it's like me and somebody famous. Like, you are famous, and you need to stop settling for nothing less than that, because you are. Like, you have a platform. You put so much positive energy into the universe. It's like, ain't nobody else help but to be nervous or, you know, freeze up when they see you, because you're everything. You're beautiful. I love you so much. My kids love you. I've been watching you since you started. I've been trying to get on for 2 years. I'm like, Kendra really just picked me. Like, this my bitch. You don't even know it. This my bitch. Like, I fuck where I really be. Certain people in my family, they be feeling some type of way that like, I'm connected with you. And it's like, why do y'all feel some type of way about a person that you don't even know? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I love her. And I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about what they feel about you. I love you. And I'm going to always stand up for you.
Aw, I love you.
Man. You are one pathetic loser.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Why are y'all so happy to come on this ghetto-ass YouTube dating show to embarrass yourself and your whole family? I don't understand that. You're going to get clowned in the comment section. 99% of the women get clowned in the comment section. Kendra probably going to be rude to you at some point during the call. Probably going to throw a little shade at you. Like, why are y'all so happy to come on this platform? Seriously.
How old are you, baby girl?
28.
Okay, you look young.
I'm not a baby, okay?
Okay.
Alex, where are you calling me from, honey?
I'm in Clearwater. It's like the Tampa area in Florida.
Tampa area. How old are you?
28.
You did tell me that. 28. What do you do for a living?
I'm an assistant project manager in construction.
Assistant project manager? Do you have any kids?
No kids. No pets. Nobody.
Oh, no pet. No.
That singleness only hits you at night. When you ripping and running throughout the day, when you at work, when you, you know, whatever extracurricular activities, when you doing hobbies, when you at the gym, you don't even care about being single. That's not even on your mind. But when you pull up to the house at night, and you get in that bed alone, that's when you be like, I really wish I could cuddle up with somebody. Or I really wish I could tell somebody about my day.
No kids, no pets, nobody. Okay. What's your zodiac sign?
Virgo.
And I'm assuming you've never been married.
Never.
Okay.
I don't want to do this. I'm not trying to roast, but this is a dating show. We have to assess her from the male perspective, and we just got to give it to him raw. Her body is she's not blowed out. She's not completely blowed out, but her body isn't anything that men are going to write home about or tell the boys about. She's not unattractive, but her face and head shape isn't anything the boys are going to write home about. So physically, she's just average at absolute best. Your standards need to be an average man. Nothing needs to be above average as far as your standards. She don't got to be the best looking, but she ain't the fattest and she ain't the ugliest. She's had plenty of options this past 13 years to settle down, start a family, all that.
You don't know that.
Finding yourself over 25 on the Kendra G Ghetto dating app, it's just not where you want to be. Something went terribly wrong long ago by the time you're on this show.
Bars.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I don't know. I mean, it's not particularly like a type. It's more so a feeling. I'm looking for someone who makes me feel safe, who makes me feel heard, who makes me feel comfortable, who makes me feel seen. Like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not really looking for a type. I'm looking for a feeling.
What? Why? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
She said, I'm not looking for a type. I'm looking for a feeling. And that's the problem with women in modern times. Because once you don't make her feel that way, she's going to be on her way. A 50-year relationship, not about you feeling a certain way all the time. It's a practical decision. That's the fucking problem with women and why they're so disloyal. Their feelings. Stop listening to your feelings. What does it say in the Bible? The heart is evil and desperately wicked or something? Don't follow your fucking feelings. Follow your logic. And be practical. That's what kept people in 50-year relationships and marriages throughout history.
What are your deal breakers?
My deal breakers is, number one, someone who doesn't have a relationship with God. Like, I was raised in the church. I don't claim to be a holy, holy, sanctified Christian, but I was steered correctly, and I've got morals, you feel me?
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
I want my person to at least respect common decency, and common decency isn't so common in today's society.
Look who's talking.
Should he look a certain way?
To be completely honest, I've dated men who look different type of ways. And when I was younger, if you asked me that question, I probably would have said tall, dark, and handsome.
Did you know that I can see you?
Even women who are twos, threes, fours, and fives feel entitled. Not hoping for a tall, dark, handsome man. They feel entitled to a top 10%, top 5% man.
Tall, dark, and handsome, which I think a lot of women had that type. But the older I've gotten, and I know I'm still young, but a little bit about my past. I was in a long-term relationship for 5.5 years. I've been removed from that relationship for 6 years.
Something is wrong here.
28, and she's been single for 6 years. She's been on the cock carousel trying to lock down a tall, dark, handsome man for 6 years to no avail.
You never know, that's the point.
But she was in a 5-year relationship starting at 17 to 22. That was her husband. Most women throw away 2 or 3 husbands by 25. That was her husband right there. But she dropped him probably when she got this job, because she thought she could level up to a tall, dark, handsome man. No, the man who you was with for 5 years was the guy on your level who you could have built a life with. Threw that away like they usually do to try to get better and can't get better. Then sent back to the dating market, cummed on and damaged. On the Kendra G Show.
Barely got a break, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
I've been removed from that relationship for 6 years. But I was very committed to that person, and we did spend the last almost 3 years of that relationship engaged. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out.
You know? God, if you listen, help! I can't take it no more!
I know what it takes to make a relationship work, and I know what breaks a relationship. And I think I've been single for 6 years now, just trying to establish myself in my career, get to know myself, love me before I expect anyone else to love me or try and love anyone else. I'm used to dating more casually. I mean, my parents are actually 10 years apart, my mom being the senior. They've been together 32 plus years. I have my identical twin sister who's married. She's been married 6 years.
What you want, a cookie?
Yeah, that ain't gonna be you now. You threw that away. You could have been another success story in the family. You broke off your engagement to go be a typical hoe and focus on your career. So yeah, don't bring them up. Yeah, don't even bring them up. Don't even tarnish their names like that. Because you're just another modern woman train wreck.
I said I dated men who look different type of ways. I don't think I have a per se about how a man should look far as like a skin complexion or a height. I would say good hygiene. I would say clean nails, you know, fresh breath, a good body odor. You know, those type of things. But personality is going to stem further than how tall a man is, what complexion they are. Like, I think I'm an attractive woman.
Somebody done told you wrong.
And if the only thing a man has to be into me about is how I look, then you don't know me at all, and I could care less for you to be interested in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should care more. And if that's all you care about, then care less. You feel me? Like,
well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Well, shit, he's not going to be into your award-winning personality and attitude. So at this point, I don't know what a guy would be into, and that's why you've been on the dating market for 6 years. That's why you've been on the shelf for 6 years. She really talking like she a baddie. Ma'am, you're a 3, to five at best. I don't think you have to worry about men just being into you for your looks. She's mistaking dudes trying to fuck her with dudes thinking she's pretty. Just because dudes put effort into trying to use your body doesn't mean men think you're pretty. Yeah, ma'am, stop it. Shout out to the Kendra G face that she's making right now. You're not pretty enough to have this bitchy attitude. You're just not. This woman needs a reality check. I hope you see this video. I'm not saying any of this to be mean, but go beg for your ex-fiance back.
The reason why these men keep threatening you about being single and dying alone and you're a cat lady is because you being single and child-free is the greatest threat, especially to this modern day man. Don't fall for his nonsense talking about you gonna be a cat lady. Say thank you.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
I do very well for myself. I've been in career positions since 2019, 2020. I'm now in my third position. I actually got promoted on June 19th. If I had to work that day, at least I got a promotion.
You're not impressing nobody.
This is the topic of your conversation.
Here we go with the ego. Nobody cares, ma'am. Nobody cares. Especially a man who's looking to court you. It's only going to make you more of a bitch. Success only makes women more insufferable and masculine. It just make you feel like, well, can't nobody tell me nothing because I do well financially. That's not how that work. If you're not showing up feminine, loving, caring, nurturing, humble, men aren't going to fucking deal with you. Especially a man who has options. Leading with career and shit, they just don't get it, man. And all the women in the comment section trying to defend her. Men are in the comment section talking about we don't care about your success. Women are in the comments talking about men are jealous. Because they're stupid and they don't understand men. And they don't try to understand men. Still, they want men. It doesn't make sense.
And so, yeah, I recently got promoted June 19th. I'm very proud of myself about that. I make well money for myself. I graduated from Florida A&M University. I got my degree in architecture and business management. I work in construction. I do well for myself.
Say again.
A man is just like luxury, like a bag. I don't need you.
Anything a man could bring to the table would be a plus. And I could guarantee you I'm not watching your pockets. Now, do I want you to be able to do for yourself? Of course. But that's not what I want from you. I want the things that money can't buy.
Okay, Alex. Okay. We're kind of already doing it. The Kendra can. So all you got to do is back up a little bit. Okay. All right. You got, actually got all the right answers, girl.
Listen, don't do me like that.
Shut the fuck up. But nigga, slap fire out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Somebody who's secure with themselves wouldn't snap at Kendra saying, it seems like you got all the right answers. This woman is super disagreeable because she has a fucking job. She probably making 60 or 70K and come from the project, so now she thinks she Oprah.
Okay, you know what, though? There ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this is funny.
The only time I've ever seen a man make what I make or more, he's been older than me. And I have tried dating older before. I don't have a problem with dating older. I have a father. And I think my thin line with that is, I have a father. If you're coming to be my partner, we can talk. If you're going to try and dab me, I'm good on it.
AKA, I'm not going to let you be a man, and you can't lead me. I make a certain amount of money. I lead myself. So you stay in a man's place and shut the fuck up. Because don't nobody tell me what to do. I got a daddy. That's a black flag deal breaker. If a woman talking about, don't try to dad me, I got a dad. Nigga. A man don't tell me what to do unless he my daddy. So I don't give a fuck if it's danger left. If I want to go left, I'm going to go left. See, a woman who can't be led is a woman who can't be protected by a man. Fellas, stay away from any woman talking about this partner shit. We ain't equal. We ain't 50-50 partners. And I don't give a fuck if you paying 100% of the bills. I'm the man of the house. And money don't make you the man of the house.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.